Joining us now, Shagun Chaudhary and Rohit Rajpal. Shagun was the first woman to represent India at the Olympics and in the shotgun event. Rohit Rajpal, a member of the Indian Olympic Association, and Geetika Jakhad, the first Arjuna Award woman wrestler for India. So it's a super panel that we have over here. Geetika, let me come to you first. There is no hope in terms of the legal challenge, is there?
Ji.
मतलब इस वक्त कोई उम्मीद नहीं है कि इस डिसीजन को ओवरटर्न किया जाए और उनको एक मौका दिया जाए वो बात खत्म है इस वक्त
देखिए अकॉर्डिंग टू रूल अभी खत्म है हाँ क्योंकि रेसलिंग में क्या होता है कि पहले ऐसे होता था कि एक दिन वेट सुबह एक दिन वेइंग होता था उसके बाद एक ही दिन में सभी बाउट्स फिनिश हो जाती थी अभी क्या रूल है कि फर्स्ट डे सुबह वेइंग हुआ उसके बाद जो है सभी बाउट्स होंगे फाइनल्स में जो पहुंच जाएंगे और जो रिपैचेस जो थर्ड के लिए लड़ेंगे उनको नेक्स्ट डे सुबह में अपना वेट शो करना होगा और उसके बाद वो मेडल्स की बाउट्स लड़ेंगे तो इट इज अ प्रोसेस ऑफ टू डेज और दोनों दिन जो है प्लेयर को अपना वेट जैसे फॉर एग्जाम्पल विनेश वॉज इन 50 kg सो उसको 49.950 तक मतलब उसको दिखाना होगा या 50.00 भी वो शो कर सकती है जी
ओके okay. रोहित राजपाल यू नो आई मीन ऑब्वियसली देयर वाज मिसमैनेजमेंट एट सम लेवल आई मीन हु वाज रिस्पॉन्सिबल आई मीन हाउ कुड सच अ मिस्टेक एट दिस लेवल ऑफ स्पोर्ट टेक प्लेस मिसकैलकुलेशन
Yeah, I mean, you know, the teams that are there, I felt quite disappointed because normally when you're managing an athlete like that, like this at this level, you know what to do and when to do, you know, to manage the weight because it's critical, as we've seen in this case, it's only 100 grams, but critical, I mean, cause, you know, so much of disappointment for everybody. But definitely mismanagement now. I'm told that, you know, she played three matches the previous day and was feeling dehydrated. So she was given a lot of water. And then they were trying to bring her weight down by making a run, sort of making her starve. And then also typically athletes and wrestlers are put into a sauna or a steam to be able to lose more fluids to bring the weight more to the required category. But in this case, for some reason, nothing worked. Which I find a little strange, you know, because that, you know, at a crucial match like this, it should have been managed better. No two ways about that.
Yeah. My colleague Rika joins us now from Paris, Rika Roy. Rika, is that appeal process over now?
Well, Vishnu, it was long over. These were formalities that were done by the Indian Olympic Association along with Weightlifting Federation of India. But when we spoke to the UWW president, that's United World of Wrestling, we were pretty much clear that the appeals process will take us nowhere because under the rules of UWW, you cannot have even 1 ounce of extra weight in your body. If you are meant to fight in 50 kilogram weight category, then you have either got to be 50 kilograms or less than that. Otherwise, you can't take part in that bout. The rules are pretty clear and there was no room for negotiation. There was no room for angling. The appeals were made. They were just formality. And the bout has been handed over to the Cuban who, in fact, lost out against Vinesh yesterday. It was the third match and she'll be fighting for gold against the American this evening. The bouts were to start at about 6:15 Paris time, which is about an hour and 15 minutes from now. But I can tell you that Vinesh Fogart will not be a part of that series.
Yeah, no, it's just so disappointing. And Rika, is it correct that after her fantastic performance in the last couple of bouts, she was probably the favorite to win gold?
Absolutely. You know, the way she had beaten the Japanese in her first round, the Japanese
who was the reigning champion?
Wrestler, Sasaki. Reigning champion, she had lost only 4 bouts since 2015.
Wow.
She had come with a battery of people, her family, her friends, her academy people and a lot of people had come from Japan to see her go all the way through and win the gold medal. When she lost against Sasaki, Sasaki actually got up and said sorry to the crowd because she did not believe something like that would happen. And Vishnu, we were watching that fight. I can tell you that it was somewhere the Street Fighter Vinicius strategies that came into play. They did not deal with her in the first few minutes of the bout. It was the last 20 seconds that Vinesh Fogart clinched it. She did a takedown. It was just the last 20 seconds in which she won the bout. And you had to see her strategy. And that probably everyone was saying came out of her days of street fighting.
We've got Adil Sumariwala, president of the Athletics Federation of India, with us. Mr. Sumariwala, you know, I mean, what went wrong over here? Why were her coaches, her trainers, unable to manage her weight?
You know, you think it's a very simple thing to reduce 2.5 kilograms overnight?
No, but I do expect a professional to be able to manage their weight, whether a team or the professional. It may not be possible for you or me, but this is the pinnacle of sport. Who's responsible?
No, I understand sport.
I'm sure you do, sir. So therefore, why was this not managed?
Let me answer. Don't interrupt. Let me answer. It is not a switch that you can put on or off.
Right.
The team management did everything possible. The medical team did everything possible. You have to understand how the system works. It's because you don't understand how the system works.
Don't assume that I do and I don't understand. I'm just trying to ask you, sir. Why is it that it was not managed? It's a question to you, sir, not whether I understand it or not. I'm asking you,
listen,
sir. So can you tell us?
Listen to me. I'm not part of team management. I'm not with the Indian contingent.
Right.
I've come to Paris as the vice president of World Athletics and a member of the jury of World Athletics. So let me make that clear to you. So I'm not one of, and I'm not here to support the team management.
No, I'm not suggesting you are. I'm just trying to, go ahead.
Yes. So let me explain if you, let me explain or let me go. So let me explain to you. The weigh-in happens in the morning. At the weigh-in, you have to be 50 kilos, not anything more. After the weigh-in, you can eat as much as you want or drink liquids as much as you want through the day. Normally what happens is that these events last one day. It's only few events like the Olympic Games that stretches into 2 days.
Yes.
Now, once she reduced, she normally fights in 53 plus category. Now, what happens is that she had to reduce, she worked very, very hard to reduce her weight below 50 or equal to 50. On the morning of yesterday, she was exactly 50.
Yes.
Then during the day, she had 3 tough bouts, which she had to eat. She had needed the strength. She needed the energy. So she had to eat between. And she fought a fantastic bout where she beat somebody who was the world champion who had 82 wins without a loss.
We know that, yeah. But
now
then what went wrong?
Now you come to the end of the day. Let me explain. You come to the end of the day. You are 2.5 kilos overweight. So the team management sits with you and she's done sauna. She's run the whole night. The whole team management sat with her. The doctor sat with her. Dr. Padiwala sat with her. Her nutritionist was there. She herself has brought her own personal staff of 4 people.
Yes.
Support staff of 4 people.
Yes.
They were there. IOA staff was there. And they worked through the night. But it's a human body. And the human body did not respond. And you were 100 grams overweight. Now, it's a simple thing. If you're 100 grams overweight, you're 100 grams overweight.
Like, so there was no mismanagement. There was no inability or mismanagement to bring her weight to that right level. Despite all of the conditions that you've described.
I see there are lots of theories going around.
No, I'm not getting into the theories. I am only looking at it from a scientific standpoint. Forget the theories.
There is none of that. They tried very hard and they did not succeed. In lots of things, you sit for an exam, you try very hard, you don't succeed. It was something like that.
They did
everything within their powers.
Right. I'm sure they did. I am sure that they did. But it still doesn't answer the primary question. Who is responsible for this at the pinnacle of sport when weight management is a primary issue? Is it the athlete? Is it the coaches, the support system? Or was it a collective failure, a mismanagement of perhaps intake of water, food?
No, that's my question. Mismanagement. I will not call it mismanagement. I would call it a failure. I don't call it this mismanagement. It's a failure. You go there, like, for example, Manu Bhakar lost her silver medal by something a distance less than your hair.
Yeah.
Now, was that mismanagement? Could something have been done better? So these are at the highest level. And listen, also let me tell you, USA, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, Japan all have athletes who have failed their weight category at some point or the other. This is a normal phenomenon in wrestlers, weightlifters, judokas, etc. Everybody on the night reduces the weight. So if now her body didn't respond enough, they did everything from even chopping her hair. I mean, actually trimming her clothes.
No, I understand. Now, okay, just be with us, sir. Let me just bring in Shagun Chaudhary, who's also with us at this stage. Shagun, it's over now. She's going to come back home sooner and she will always remain a champion for us. So, we can have a conversation on mismanagement or failure or whatever it is. I think the biggest issue which concerns most people, or it should concern most people, is her well-being. Her emotional well-being, her psychological well-being, her sense of happiness after having worked so hard. Do you believe that rather than this 100 grams or me and Adil having an argument with one another, the focus really needs to be where she is emotionally and mentally at this stage?
I think, Vishnu, what she achieved yesterday by beating Susaki was the biggest triumph that's probably happened in her life. Especially after the ordeal that she's been through in the last year, to come back from that emotionally challenging, mentally challenging state that she was in where we spoke last year, to come to the Olympics where she just took the mat in January this year, and then decided to play in the 50 kg weight category and to beat the reigning Olympic champion, 4 times world champion, is commendable. And I think that we all saw her reaction when she did that, mm-hmm. because it's mentally and psychologically, she was so strong that she went in there, and to beat the Cuban after that seemed like a walk in the park, because she had achieved the unachievable, pretty much. Unfortunately, I agree with Mr. Adil as to how her body did not react. Nobody would do that intentionally in terms of... I mean, we saw the reaction of the coach yesterday when she got into the final. And he was bawling as well. So it was a team effort to actually bring her mentally and physically to the extent that she did yesterday. And you have to, and it's now she's landed up in hospital because she's dehydrated. So clearly, they did whatever they could in order to bring her weight down. Unfortunately, it's more difficult for women to lose weight than men because of the lean muscle there's more lean muscle in men than in women. And 100 grams seem like nothing, but in that, I mean, rules are rules. But I think we can take back a lot of positives from this, that despite what goes on in your life, in your personal life, all the ordeals that you're dealing with, you still come back so strong that you have beaten the Olympic champ, world champ, something that seemed like, I mean, like you said, the Japanese actually apologized to the crowd because she didn't expect that upset. So to do that is, I think, we need to applaud what she has achieved and look forward to 2028.
The resilience, Rohit, of Ms. Phogat, it comes from the fact that it's been an extraordinarily difficult last 1 year. She's been involved in protests by wrestlers. She's been out on the roads. She's been practicing on the roads in the middle of protests. To actually get out of that, get into training, and be in a frame of mind to actually compete at the Olympics and then end up in a position where you could almost have won the gold medal, it takes a sort of resilience which is extraordinary, right? This is actually a triumph much more than, an Olympic medal, which is the pinnacle of sport. It's actually the triumph of a woman.
That's right. I think that's why, you know, that's what champions are made of. You know, they take every adversity and turn it into a positive situation for themselves. And, you know, that gives them strength to fight and overcome all the obstacles. And, you know, that's what sport also teaches you. So, I really think nothing can take her medal. I mean, as far as we're all concerned, she certainly achieved something great. There's no two ways about that. And she's a medal winner. But it's really, really unfortunate what has happened. And we need to take it into our stride and move on, I guess.
Geetika ji, you know, she was contesting in the 50-kilo category. और उनका पहला कैटेगरी शायद 53 किलो का कैटेगरी था और ये चॉइस जो उन्होंने किया वो उनका ही चॉइस था उनका ही डिसीजन था कि मैं 50 किलो कैटेगरी पे कम्पीट करूंगी ये एक अलग वेट कैटेगरी में कम्पीट करना मुश्किल होता है और शायद इस डिसीजन के कारण ये हुआ है ये हम कह सकते हैं
देखिए 50 केजी में कम्पीट करना ये प्योरली विनेश का डिसीजन था क्योंकि 53 किलोग्राम्स में हमारी ऑलरेडी जो अंतिम पंघाल थी ऑलरेडी ओलंपिक क्वालिफाई कर चुकी थी विद द ब्रॉन्ज मेडल इन वर्ल्ड चैंपियनशिप तो विनेश ने अपना वेट 50 किलोग्राम में लड़ने के लिए कि बहुत आप जो ये 100 ग्राम्स की बात चल रही है एक्चुअली उसने नॉर्मली 57-58 उसका वेट रहता है और उस उतने वेट से वो 50 केजी लेकर के मतलब ये 7-8 किलो उसने वेट घटाया है और ये सिर्फ 100 ग्राम्स नहीं है ये लास्ट में उसके हर एफर्ट के बाद इतना वेट रहा है और आपको क्या लगता है कि क्या उसने या उसके सपोर्टिव स्टाफ ने किसी ने इतना कोशिश नहीं किया होगा कि वो अपना पूरा वेट दिखा पाए अदरवाइज वो ये भी कर सकती थी कि मेडिकल शायद वो दे देती और उसको वेट नहीं दिखाना पड़ता देन ऑल्सो शी वुड हैव गॉट दिस सिल्वर मेडल बट शी वॉज वेरी मच कॉन्फिडेंट अबाउट गेटिंग गोल्ड और वो मतलब अपना हर प्रयास ये कर रही थी कि मुझे गोल्ड के लिए लड़ना है
नो नो 100% मिस्टर सुमारीवाला द डिसीजन टू मूव टू अ लोअर वेट कैटेगरी व्हेन इन फैक्ट एज गीतिका सेज दैट यू नो हर नॉर्मल बॉडी टाइप मे हैव बीन एट दैट 56-57 किलो कैटेगरी सो इट्स नॉट लाइक वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट you know, from 53 to 50, if her body type is 56-57, bringing it down to under 50, maintaining that weight, and then ensuring that you're properly got enough nutrition in you after bouts, does that become even more difficult?
It is more difficult, number one. Number two, normally wrestlers, normally are above their weight. It's only in the last 1 week and the last few days that they start reducing their weight, and our wrestler friend will tell you that. So that is exactly how they do it. And the last 72 hours to the last 24 hours then become most important for us. And she didn't have an option because Antim had already qualified. Antim had qualified in the lower category. A higher category of 53, which she normally fights. So then she was left with no option but to get her weight below 50 or not go to the Olympic Games. So she took that risk. Her support staff took that risk. Her coaches took that risk. And I think it was the right risk to take at that point in time. And the issue is that, and as our friends explained, it's not easy. It's not easy just to lose weight. The support staff and the team and the doctors stayed up with her the complete night and tried everything possible that they could medically to get her to... But then at the end of the day, she was 100 grams more, and 100 grams more is 100 grams more. Like I said, in a race, Usain Bolt, World Championships, 100 meters finals, 5,000th of a second, he went before the gun and he was disqualified. So, rules are rules. Certain rules will have to be followed. And there is no compromise on that. And that is what sport is about, that you play by the rules.
No, we aren't questioning that. We just tried to figure out whether something could have been done to ensure.
No,
but I take your point that everybody tried.
Honestly, everything was tried.
Yeah.
There is not too much you can do on this rule. If there is a question of, you know, about and some point is not given properly, etc., there is a dispute on something.
No, it's indisputable that she was overweight. I take that point. Rohit Rajpal, correct. Last question
so
to
therefore,
you.
Therefore, you can't do anything. And therefore, there is no sort of provision in the rule, even to challenge it. So people are saying we are challenging the rule. We are challenging.
No, I think that has all been done in the heat of the moment when everybody is in a state of disbelief. I think the larger question, which you've answered partially, is could anything more have been done to actually fix the problem? And my question was, somebody has to be accountable. And then, you know, we've sort of gone back and forth on whether any of that is
actually
possible.
Everybody is accountable. Everybody is accountable. The whole ecosystem is accountable. Everybody in the ecosystem is accountable. Let us understand.
Sure.
But what are your options? You can make everything accountable.
No, there's no option right
now. You become accountable if there are options.
Sure.
When there are no options, the question of accountability, you put on what?
All right. Fair enough. Rohit Rajpal, just looking at the Olympics, you know, and we've had three heartbreaks. Lakshya Sen was one of them. The hockey team was the second one. And this was perhaps the biggest of them all. It's not really going well for us, right? Compared to last time around, the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, you know, difficult to compare, Vishnu, to be very honest. Circumstances change. Conditions are different. You're 4 years later. Competition changes. So, in every category, so one has to look at everything in a fair manner. I mean, we've been very close. We've had, I mean, several fourth positions. So, you know, like Adil Bhai was saying that, you know, you sometimes miss by a hair's distance. So,
so
it's unfortunate. Yes, we're all disappointed because we were targeting at least 11 medals this time, which is about, 4 medals more than last time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, however, just a little point I wanted to make, you know, I happened to be in London Olympics, during when Sushil was going to fight, and the same issue was going on in the night, and in the morning, we remember taking his one old coach who was staying with us in the hotel, and he was rushed, and he had to give him something where he would go to the bathroom many times and lose weight because nothing else was working.
Yeah.
And finally achieved the weight. And that was, you know, he was a gold medalist, promising player at that time. So point is, I mean, I'm sure, like Adil Bhai is saying, I think everything must have been tried. And sometimes it's just bad luck.
Yeah.
That
bad luck. But I do hope that she's okay and that she's, gets over this sooner than later. It's not going to be easy for anyone. It's not going to be easy even for her, despite the superwoman that she is. Thank you all
Absolutely.
Very much for being with us. We've been trying to understand what exactly happened. It is heartbreak for so many Indians, but that's the way sport goes.